This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 31st day of May, as we bring you back with a song that was released on this date, 1969, for Stevie. Shani, which is the song that everybody sings when they're trying to do an impression of him. At least Eddie Murphy was.
Well, yeah, true.
Yeah, always throw this one out here. Anyway, good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all you Stevie fans and everybody that's out there helping folks in East Point.
At East Point.
Just gave a little award to Greg Street, a little proclamation.
Recognized Greg Street this week, so salute to the folks down at East Point.
Did you like how he said that, though? I wasn't sure which one it was. I got to go look at my other proclamations. he's getting them every week from someplace.
But that was the one he got this week. And shout out to folks with the golf tournament down in Crystal Lakes. They 10 a.m. They're teeing off right now.
Have you ever heard of Berryland?
Berryland?
Berryland.
No.
I hadn't either until I realized today was the day that, now we talk about Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Chuck Berry had an amusement park. It opened on this day in 61. It was just made up of parts of his compound, and he had a huge swimming pool shaped like a guitar.
No.
Yeah, and it was called Berryland. I don't know, it might still be open.
Where is this?
It's in St. Louis.
St. Louis?
Yeah, where he's from. Given his tax issues, I'd have had that thing sold in a second just to stay out of jail, for one.
Never.
I had never heard of it either. But Berryland is a thing. Look it up. Chuck Berry's Amusement Park opened on this date in 61.
Oh, man.
The things you learn when you listen to Sam and Greg. Also, here's one. Speaking of, shout out to John Fricky, who follows us. Today was the day the New Orleans Saints were sold, back in 85.
Ah.
How much you think they sold for? The New Orleans Saints in 1984. So I guess that was the sale. Would that have been to the Benson family?
I would think so.
It is reported that that transaction was for $70 million. $70,204,000. That's what it's reported.
That's what it reported
New Orleans Saints were sold for 1985. On this date.
On this date.
There you go.
And they're trying to figure out who the quarterback's going to be.
That's right. Yeah.
And we hope they never find out.
No, we don't. No, you don't. There is a question about who is actually going to be, when game one hits, the backup quarterback for the Falcons. Does it stay the way it is? What have you been hearing?
If he's there, you know, obviously there would be some interest, and I think maybe some of it may still go back to what happens with the situation with Pittsburgh. You know, and what happens there. You know,
you about Terry Bradshaw this week?
You know, is that
Bradshaw came out and had old man verbiage.
Oh no,
for Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, he went off. First, he went off on the Steelers for wasting their time with this dude, and told him to go back to California and chew on bark.
Just because he's the only one allowed to be honest in the room.
There you go.
That's
right.
All.
Right. You know what
but
I mean?
But the thing is, it's fallen on deaf ears when it comes to anything aimed at Aaron Rodgers.
He's saying what a lot of people are feeling.
Oh, absolutely.
He's saying what a lot of people are feeling, you know?
Here's the question. for everybody as we sit here and talk NFL and specifically the Falcons. Is this giving everybody reason to pause but not be concerned because we still put a lot of credit on Mike Tomlin and thinking that he knows what he's doing and he's sort of manipulating what's going to happen with this position? And so we're like, all right, cool, because Mike Tomlin's not going to let this thing go sideways.
Right.
That's a lot of people throwing their hands up in the air and saying this is what they believe will happen, and maybe this is just them placating him if they bring him in or whatever. They're going to wait for next year's draft and start anew in Pittsburgh. That's one conversation. The other conversation is this, and I'm curious what you think of this. Is it time for Mike Tomlin to have his Andy Reid moment?
Well, I don't know. You know, and a lot of people think that too. But that, to me, like you said, he'd be the person to keep it from going sideways. To me, he's kind of no nonsense when it comes to that, which makes it all the more kind of bizarre that the team is being kind of held hostage in a way, this whole thing, you know.
My thing is, regardless of how this plays out, that locker room is going to be – and you talk about a team that you if you're a Pittsburgh fan, you don't want on Hard Knocks this year because you really don't want to see how the sausage is being made. You just don't. And decisions are being made in rooms. You know how we like to say that, you know, when it comes to us and the rest of us in the real world, decisions about our business life, in most cases, are being made in rooms we ain't in.
True.
In Very this true. Case, Aaron Rodgers seems to be in those rooms or on a Zoom call telling them what he will do or this is what I want. And that's what's, I believe, unnerving for a lot of Pittsburgh fans because they're letting him be Geppetto as opposed to Pinocchio.
And we'll see, you know, what happens with that. And like I said, my thing is how that impacts or possibly impacts this situation. You know, when you talk about Kirk Cousins, you think of where else he will be able to go, and we really don't see anything else materializing right now. So as it stands right now, he is your backup. He will be there. Now, we did a head count this week at OTAs, and we saw the people who were there. We saw some people who were not there. And he wasn't there. And I think right now the folks in the front office are like, you know, you cool. I did see somebody. He is in town, though.
So-and-so was missing, but I saw him over
Somebody posted a picture with him on social media this week. Like, hey, look who's here, Kirk Cousins. So, I mean, he's around. He just flower brain. I tell you what they did do this week up there is that they re-signed Ryan Neusel, and that's your center because that's where it all starts. So, you know, you're keeping your offensive line, you know, intact. People you think, you know, is going to be there. That's so important. That's something that came out this week from up at Flowery Branch. And the offense we think is great. The other thing is, though, that we keep hearing, though, a lot of reports you know, if people are interested in Kyle Pitts, we'll talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
What you got? What you want? The team is open. And, you know, I want to see him, you know, with Penix. I want to see what it does.
Yeah.
But there's so many people who question, you know, his effort, question his desire to be here, question so many things about Kyle Pitts. And so there are a lot of people who, you know, we've heard on this station during the course of the week could care less if he's around. Want to see him gone. I mean, but it's a position as we know what this position could mean, especially for a young quarterback coming in. He plays a position that is very – because this is your guy who's going to just move your sticks for you. You know, this is the guy who's going to bail you out. This is what your tight end does for you, you know, for a young quarterback. So you want to know he's on board, and you want to know he's going to work well with him. And that's – to me, that's the big question.
Isn't it more important right now to find that, quote-unquote, safety valve for Michael Penix?
Well, I think that's it. You want to establish that.
Would you want him to be that? I don't know that I'd want him to be that.
He's a part. Well, that's just it. You haven't seen enough of it to know, and that's the thing. How
you're
going to see enough of it,
and
you're still not going to see it in the preseason.
But
remember,
you're right. You know, as far as playing,
you will not see that until the first game of the year. But to me, that's a hope because you know there is a need.
But it doesn't matter as far as what's on the field. If you want to believe what you just alluded to, people are saying that he don't want to be here. So if he don't want to be here, he's not gonna be all in on being that person that Michael Penix Jr. needs right now. There's all these little moving parts of getting him to be that quarterback, and one of them is having somebody he trusts, you know.
So what do you want
to position?
So what's a reasonable thing to expect for him?
reasonable. I don't know at this point.
Second round, third round pick. What, you know?
Well, listen, I'm going to get back to the conversation we had and what we might get for Kirk Cousins. And does this end up being a situation like, because again, one begets another. So depending on where he lands, if he goes somewhere else, and my question is, I don't know where that could be. But we just got through talking about a team that's looking for that position. But do we have happened here what we saw up in the NFC East with Philadelphia and New York, where Saquon Barkley left one team and went to a division rival?
Turned to gold.
I don't think Kirk Cousins is going to turn New Orleans into gold, but he could be that quarterback. What do we get back from New Orleans for him? I mean, they're going to eat a bunch of his contract, hopefully. True. That's going to be the first thing.
Absolutely.
But if there's picks involved, then that conversation about those other positions gets a little louder.
Yeah, and that's always something we can use. Picks is something you can always can use, but, you know, a lot of people say, do you want to? I mean, we had, you know, we had Dave Archer on, and we talked about, do you want to send this guy to your dreaded rival and really give them someone solid in that position? Because right now, they're going to take a chance on some people they got down there right now.
Yeah, and they're going to take a chance with Cousins. This is not like we're giving them a number one pick that they know they're going to use next year and one of those top quarterbacks coming out. We're giving them a Band-Aid. If they take Kirk Cousins off the Falcons' hands, he's a Band-Aid. He's there with there's a shelf life to him. So this is going to be a little bit different than Saquon. But it's still, again, as you said, a division rival.
Yep.
You don't want to help them out any way, shape, or fashion. But
well, this, I don't know if he's a Band-Aid. I mean, he's not going to be down there and play for the next 5-6
right.
years. But I'm just saying he's there long enough to still make him competitive and maybe be a factor in the division. And he's he's accomplished in the league. It's not like he's an unknown. Now, what happened here was he got up to a good start and an injury caused things
right?
to go off the rails. And, you know, first of all, if he's healthy and if he's recovered sufficiently, he could go down there and be quite solid.
I would love for him to land there because we got new bright, shiny pass rushers on this team whose job will be to do it, knock him out of the game. Don't hurt him. Don't injure him. But this is the red meat you dangle in front of those guys. This is your chance to be special. Take care of Kirk Cousins and get him out of the game. Were that to be the case.
Okay. Well, that would add a little something to it.
That's
because,
what I mean.
Because it's going to be Falcons Saints. They're supposed to be on anyway. You know, like I said, it's the pro football rivalry that acts like a college rivalry. So they coming in here, they know what that means to everybody. But the same thing, it would add a little something special. You know, and I'll be curious to see how fans would react to that. Because he wasn't here, it's not like he's been here a long time.
Right.
You know, it's not like if someone like a Matt Ryan was going over to play there after playing it for a number of years. So I'm curious to see just how folks would react to that, you know.
I think they're nonplussed because, again, he's not established. He's not considered a Falcon. And everything he did here was compared to what he did up in Minnesota. We were waiting to see Minnesota Kirk Cousins. And it never happened.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like this.
But he got off to a good enough start. I mean, once we got past the first week, that losing the Steelers without the Steelers scoring a touchdown was pretty
give
harsh.
Them nothing.
That was harsh.
If
you play the long game and you can get something from that team that you despise, why
they
gotta not?
They got to take all the money. They got to eat all the money. All of it.
Well, we know anyone going to eat all that.
Okay, well, then they can't have them. I ain't trying to give them nothing. But see, you're talking to a Falcons fan that lived the rivalry. I'm not trying to give them nothing.
But
nothing.
Don't you want to beat them? If you can get something that will eventually help you continuously beat
somebody
them.
Somebody will get hurt. And then they'll come get Kirk Cousins. I'm not worried about it. Somebody will get hurt.
See?
Well, I agree with her there.
I'm not worried about it.
But you just.
I mean, I'm waiting on the Steelers to realize that they're wasting their time with Aaron Rodgers, and then we're going to get a phone
call. Well, that's the same thing. They're not
going
to bring him into Pittsburgh for 1 year or 2 years, like they're doing with him. I do agree with you, but I'm wondering what team do you feel like would eat that to have him?
Yeah.
I feel like the Steelers are in the most desperate situation.
Mason Rudolph?
They are desperate. Like, they are waiting for somebody to check yes to go to prom right now.
Did they get to, they had a winning season with that those backups that they had?
Yeah, but that's not enough for that fan base. Winning season. What does that mean? We ain't won a playoff game
again
in
this
almost
is
10
what they're
years.
Used
season.
To.
Yeah,
they don't want to go too far backwards. But
but they want to go forward. So they're kind of stuck in a rock and a hard place. It's like, is competing enough? And in Pittsburgh, I don't think it is. I think that's why a lot of people are screaming to send Tomlin off the pasture.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's what's going to happen.
Competing for them is enough. And I think this situation of not being able to find a quarterback and hiring the coordinator you hired and a lot of other things that – because I'm also hearing that the Steelers are one of the people picking up the phone asking about Kyle Pitts. So that to me seems like you're not focused on what you need to be focused on. But I feel like this situation can be the one that causes the Rooneys to make a decision.
Well, we will see. I had more for you, and I want to go down this, but I was about to dip my toe into what Mike Shanahan was doing out there at San Francisco, because you want to get this established quarterback thinking that that's a guarantee, and Kyle Shanahan took Mr. Irrelevant and got him what eventually became one of the highest-paid quarterbacks in the league. So you just don't know. And where do you find these diamonds in a rough? And why is it that they fit here better than they do here? But I don't want to get Noelle worked up because, you know, as bad as she feels about New Orleans, she feels it worse about Kyle Shanahan. So we're not going down that road. All right, coming up next, Caleb Johnson. Going to join our own Caleb Johnson.
Yes.
Talking NBA. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 31st day of May. Thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings. By the way, we just once again wished everybody, we hope they had a wonderful holiday weekend last week.
I believe so.
You had us on Monday.
Yeah, it was on Monday.
We hope that you enjoyed your time. Like fond memories from last weekend, even though it was raining.
Everybody made it back in town safely.
Safely.
From the travel. Yep.
That's the key. I had also forgotten that Caleb had walk-on music.
Yeah. Okay.
I did. I really did. I had completely forgot about. Hey, listen, we got no problem with it, but I had forgotten. Anyway, you just came back with Ocean's Avenue, a yellow card. So that's his walk-on music. Morning, Caleb. How are you, sir?
Morning, Caleb.
What's going on, guys?
We are doing fine. Are you enjoying these playoffs?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Obviously, less what was going on over in the Western Conference, just because it felt like once that series got started, outside of just the aberration that was Game 3, it felt like Minnesota was completely unmatched. So outside of that, it felt like every series up until this point, and then obviously what's going over on in the Eastern Conference, has made this just one of the more fun playoffs in memories, quite honestly, just because of how chaotic everything's been.
You would say that. Then because of the chaos, though, does New York have a road win left in them to try to get this thing back to Madison Square Garden?
You know, Sam, it's funny. Whether or not they have a win in them is probably dependent upon how much you believe in NBA conspiracy theories.
Uh-oh, here we go.
You know, because I think it's one of those situations where a lot of people are starting to draw those connections between this series and if you go back to 2002 in the Western Conference Finals with the Lakers and the Kings, when they got to a Game 6 where the Kings could have closed that thing out, and all of a sudden you had some really questionable calls, and all of a sudden Kobe and Shaq get this opportunity to live another day and ultimately go on to win a championship. So I think it's one of those people are willing to buy into the conspiracy of the draft lottery being rigged and all of that
envelope.
Sort of thing.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those, it depends on how far down the rabbit hole you want to go. But no, in all seriousness, I think New York's got as good a shot as they could have asked for at this point to still be alive, to still have a chance to take this thing to a Game 7. I find it really hard to believe, like the home court element of this whole thing has been so interesting kind of to watch throughout. And I think with New York, they have figured things out to an extent, which is unfortunately that Jalen Brunson and Karl-Anthony Towns shouldn't be playing on the court at the same time in crunch time, which is kind of crazy that your two best players have found themselves in that sort of a position. But if they're going to continue to kind of play the styles of basketball that they're playing, which is obviously very physical, getting in foul trouble, but also getting in each other's way to some extent, and being unable to initiate offense unless the other one is off the floor, then New York's going to find themselves in a mess again. I think it's been such a weird playoffs for me as a fan and someone who just didn't have a whole lot of expectations for Indiana. Like, I know that they made it to the conference finals last year, but when you start looking at the injuries that both the Knicks and the Pacers had, it was like, well, those teams weren't playing at full strength, and so they weren't really their true selves. This time around, you've got both teams playing at full strength, and Indiana's clearly been the better team so far. And I just, quite honestly, I didn't see this coming. I did not have a big enough belief in Indiana, and quite honestly, in Tyrese Halliburton. I know that he kind of course-corrected from having such an awful start to the season, but you talk about role players, and a lot of the times people say that in kind of a negative way, but I think what we've seen from both OKC getting to the NBA Finals and Indiana on the cusp of pulling it off is the importance of role players, those guys just doing their job, not forcing things too much, playing really, really great defense, and then letting their stars shine and get going offensively, and everyone kind of pitches in around them and doesn't really step outside of, like I said, outside of their role. It's something that you don't often find in the NBA just because egos get involved and guys go, well, sure, I know that I'm just supposed to be the 3-and-D guy, but let me have my moment kind of thing. And it feels like, for the most part, that both Indiana and OKC have been able to keep those egos in check. But, you know, this is still a star-driven league, and so the fact that New York is still scrapping and still has some fight in them, I'm sure the NBA and Adam Silver is, you know, just kind of peeking through their hand of like, hey, can New York pull this off? Because that would be really great for ratings and for business.
Yeah. Caleb Johnson joining us, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I want to go back out west because it's something that I have noticed and thought of and heard others say it, and I subscribe to this, and I want to get your thoughts on it, is that what we're watching with Oklahoma City is the death of the super team, the created super team, if you will. No more than trying to put together three guys, three all-stars, and all the stuff that we have watched for the last decade or so. We are looking at a team, the best guy on the team is just 25, 26 is SGA. But these guys have come up through the system. My point is there are players, they're younger players that we can talk about who are what's next. I think this team is what's next and how it was constructed. And as the old guard leaves the NBA, whatever they're doing in Oklahoma City, and again, it kind of reminds you too, while they have had the success they've had, it just reminds you of the Kevin Durant stepping off from that team. When things got in adversity,
well,
came into
play.
Well,
all the guys that stepped off from that team.
Yeah, but he was the first one, and he was the most noticeable one.
Right.
And so.
Well, he was standard equipment. He came from Seattle.
Well put. Yeah. So I'm just saying, what they're doing right now and the way they are buzzsawing through, and again, I think they got a nasty taste in their mouth from the last year or so, but this is what's around the corner and how these teams are put together, not the super teams that we have watched for the last decade or so.
Yeah, Greg, I think the death of the super team came with this newest CBA because all of the restrictions that have been put in place as far as the first apron and second apron and what you can spend money on and what you can trade and how you have to match salaries and all of this sort of thing that came into place when the new CBA came in, we're finally starting to see the effects of that because – you know, you would think, oh, well, the Lakers traded for Luka Doncic, and so you've got LeBron and Luka, so surely you can just put a cast around them that'll make it happen. It's like, no, you don't understand. This takes depth in the NBA at this point. And so you're right, what OKC has done in drafting their own guys and developing the talent and then trading for the star that complimented them, because that's the, you know, people really love to lean into the drafting side of OKC, which is super important, and all the picks that Sam Presti has put together. But I think one of the things that maybe gets overlooked is they're getting Shea came from the risk they took to go get Paul George. Like, they made a big splash and it didn't work out. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times teams get crucified for trying to make a move and it backfires and it doesn't work out. But the big thing is what do you do from that mistake? One of the things that gives me, and I'm not, you know, spinning into a Hawks thing, quite honestly, one of the things that gives me hope about the Atlanta Hawks is the fact that you traded for DeJounte Murray, and guess what? It backfired. It did not work at all. And you flipped that move into Dyson Daniels and a first-round pick that you're going to get to see how that plays out this upcoming year with pick number 25. So it's not that they were just perfect along the way. You got to think, this was a team that won 60 games a year ago and came up short, in large part, I think, because they had Josh Giddey being a big part of their team, and I think he was really holding back what they were trying to do. They then flipped Josh Giddey into Alex Caruso, and Alex Caruso has been one of the best defenders and just an absolute nuisance at that guard position. And now Sam Presti is looking at this team with all of the success they have, being right here on the cusp of potentially winning a championship, and he still got, I believe, if I remember correctly, it's 13 first-round picks over the next 4 or 5 years. I can't remember the exact, but it's an insane amount of draft capital that he's got coming up. And I think a lot of teams are going to start following in those footsteps of let's acquire draft capital. Let's still make some big splashes in order to improve the team, and just not essentially not give up and not go the old school model of we need to get Kevin Durant, you know, and right. and pair him with Bradley Beal and Devin Booker, because the Phoenix Suns had, you know, one of the worst records in the Western Conference this past year, and they went with that old school model. I think New York is obviously they're seeing the effects of that, and how, you know, Tibbs has been running that starting five into the dirt, and oh shocker, when they actually played some bench guys, they're able to have more success and win. Because the other thing that comes due with a team like the Knicks, who went in for the big splash to get the big three, is they don't have any draft capital coming up. And I believe it's going to be very hard for them to keep the core of the team that they put together. So I think OKC is clearly the model that a lot of teams are going to follow. And it's a new NBA that the CBA really has created all of this parity we're seeing.
Yep. And that's what we're watching and seeing how it's unfolding. Man. If we can replicate that here in Atlanta, folks. We spent some time this morning with Caleb Johnson. As we always like to say, he is social. You can find him at ATL Johnson 18 at ATL Johnson 18.
All right. So next time we talk to you, the finals will be on. Pick your two teams. We know we got OKC. Who's coming out of the East?
It's going to be Indiana, guys. It's just a matter of whether it's going to happen tonight or in Game 7.
All right. Well, we will talk to you soon, buddy, and get your thoughts on the finals as they play out. Caleb, as always, man, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Caleb.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, man.
Absolutely. You guys have a good one.
There you go. Caleb Johnson joining us. We got Jason Longshore getting a set for Atlanta United. They're going up against the Red Bulls. Pre-kick at 3:30. Kick at 4:30. You can hear that game right here. 92.9 a game. But up next, money's flying through the air. Going to tell you about a casting call, which you can hear about here. But go to Get Cast with Greg on X, and you can see the list there. And also 92.9thegame.com/casting call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm seeing guys with Kango hats.
Yep.
Toothpick.
Yep. This is it last one of them last songs of the night, too.
Noel, no, I'm talking about brothers with the Kango toothpick. And sipping some brown water. That's it. No doubt. Good morning.
I was letting you enjoy this.
What?
Nah, I played this. Johnny Taylor. Yeah, lost man. Him on this day.
Oh, man.
That's why I played this.
All right.
So. I hear this song.
Have a little sip of brown water for Johnny Taylor, the Blues Whaler. There we go.
Nah, ain't no brown water.
Wow.
Keep your water. I got something else. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. We got moving into the 11 o'clock hour. Jason Longshore is going to join us. Get a set for Atlanta United. Going to talk more playoffs, some Braves, what's going on. And where's racing at today, by the way?
Nashville. New Year, Nashville. We're in Music City. And we're getting some NASCAR. We'll talk a little bit about because – You know, like most other sports, they're going through a change.
Right.
Their streaming races was exclusive stream last week at Charlotte on Prime. Adam Alexander knocked it out the park, but he's a busy dude because he's doing the Xfinity race on CW tonight and then turning around and doing the Cup Series race tomorrow night on Prime. But shout out to our guy. He's working. But
he's getting checks from different networks.
But they're up there. yeah. And when you win, you get that Les Paul, that Gibson Les Paul guitar.
Yes. Well, all you do is say Les Paul.
It's the trophy that you get.
That's all you got. That's all you got to do. Go home and try to play some George Benson on it. Do you know what the casting call headline is this week, Sam?
It is.
Mechanics, marching bands, and cheer squads.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's the headline.
All at the same time?
All in different projects. That's what they need. But the first one is on HM. By the way, this is a casting call for those of you who don't listen on a regular basis. I let you know where there's money flying through the air. Job opportunities with the film industry, even though it is not as busy as it's been, I can honestly say, Sam, that it has started to turn the corner. There are job opportunities. Hell, you sent me something this morning.
Yeah, man. They got something out there in DeKalb County just all set up and wait. I don't know what it's going to, what it is.
No, you're never going to know. But you see the yellow signs. So there's stuff going on around the city. It's going to start to pick up. So I'm letting you know about commercials, videos, and, of course, productions that are going on because everybody got to keep the doors open. The first one on here for this week is HM Casting. Don't have them on a lot. HM Casting. There's a commercial shoot going on. And this one, much like the one I had a couple weeks ago, this isn't four digits, but this pays pretty good.
Okay.
And each one of the kids are going to get paid. So they're looking for real cheer squads, at least seven members, seven cheerleaders, and then a marching band with at least seven members.
But you got to be middle school age or close.
That's right.
You said cheer squads now. We don't want to bring the little people, but you got to be middle school folks.
Okay, watch how you say little people, though.
Okay.
Yeah. But I knew what you meant,
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what's going on, this commercial shoot, and I've got the rate up there, but I'm just going to tell you, it's now reached $500 for each kid.
That's nice.
So be sure to read the entire breakdown. Obviously, when we're talking about kids, everybody's got to have that certificate from the Department of Labor. They will help you get that. I also have the link on the casting call on one of the other pages, so you have no problem in getting that paperwork filled out and it should be sent to you in a day or so.
Especially we're talking about cheerleader coaches. If they're a cheerleader coach for a certain school, because they will be the ones that would have to bring these folks together. So we talk a little bit to them. If they have a squad and, you know where the people are. Because once school lets out, sometimes if you don't tell people you got a camp, they got to go in.
That's what I'm saying.
Direction,
and they go to cheer camp, too.
That's
who we're reaching out to. So, again, you will see that. It's the first breakdown on the casting call for this week. Again, you can find it on Get Cast with Greg on X, and you can also see it at 92.9thegame.com/castingcall. Now, Roselock Casting. Rose has got a handful of projects going on. By the way, we didn't steer her toward. She was doing Santa Maria, which was the John Madden project. We haven't talked about that.
And I found out where they're shooting at, too.
Well, for a particular day.
Yeah, well, I know where they where they've been.
Are you talking about field scenes? Mm-hmm. I mean, in game scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you don't say nothing, though, right?
No.
All right. Well, you shouldn't have teased it like that because now I want to know.
I know where they at.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, go look at the picture because I had a real problem. Sam had a real problem. Everybody that I know that heard the casting of Nicolas Cage to play John Madden turned their head and made a Scooby Doo noise.
I've talked to somebody who's actually saw him.
But there are pictures available now. And by the way, playing Al Davis, this was the one that really got me. It took me a minute to absorb Nicolas Cage. But then when I heard Christian Bale playing Al Davis,
mm-hmm.
that dude's a chameleon. And I'm stealing a word that actually Noelle used when she first heard it. He can play anything. So that's coming out. But Rose Locke is doing Breadwinner. This is a movie where this week they're looking for parents and staff. Didn't say what project, I mean, what capacity as far as staff, but just parents and staff members. They're also giving you an opportunity to be cast with your car. If you get cast with your car, it's an extra $35. Also looking for middle schoolers. Once again, got to have that link to the Georgia Department of Labor to get the certificate. 14 to 16 years old, Rose Locke casting for Breadwinner. Extras cast in Atlanta. They need church parishioners this week. And this is, well, they need them for a kids, like a youth group. And so they need 9 to 18-year-olds. They also need kids and parents for another scene. So, again, this is all very specific. Be sure to read through all of the breakdowns. Need some church elders. They have a need for multiple roles. They couldn't list them all. So this is all under Extras Casting Atlanta. Central Casting, still looking for folks to be a part of the untitled HBCU pilot. All right, so this is, again, Debbie Allen's directing it. Could be a reboot of a different world, but they're going to start shooting on the 23rd of June. And I left On Location Casting that commercial that they were doing where they needed a laundry list of people who are in these occupations, ranchers with horses, waitresses and waiters, quarry workers, landscapers, bus drivers, line cooks. So you'll see all that up on Get Cast with Greg on X. And that's in front of the camera. Right after those, I walk you through how to find the jobs behind the cameras. You guys want to get on a crew. You're an electrician. You hate your boss. You hate your drive. Whatever it is, you can see where they're, what crew needs your particular skill set. And if it ain't here this week, it could be there next week. If it ain't here on Saturday, it could be there on Tuesday. So continue to go back. I get you started at georgia.org. So it is no problem. All right.
You got a whole list of casting people. Can you go to those places and just submit yourself if you just want to be in their
just
database?
To get their, no. They prefer you not do that. They used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They just wanted people to. But then you get so many. Okay, so let's say you just send me, I'm GC casting,
okay. All right?
And you don't fit any of the needs this particular week, but you feel like you want to send me three pictures of what
just
you look
get,
like.
Just to be in your database.
Okay, so I'm going to take that, and I'm going to look over here, but you don't, I may not remember, some of these casting directors will do their due diligence if they have the time. Some of them are just too busy to say, Sam, oh, here's Sam's pictures. He looks like a preacher. He looks like a teacher. He looks like an uncle or a grandfather, whatever it is, they don't always note what category or what lane you fill in. So they put you in their file. Then the next week they need middle schoolers or they need Latinos or something, and you kind of sit there. And it may be 3-4 weeks before your category comes back up, but they forget that you're there. So that's why it's always good to just resubmit for whatever you see they need. That way you stay top of mind.
Okay.
And you're right there. So that's my suggestion, knowing how busy they get. Because, again, if you're sending it to them and they don't have you this week, I'm still looking for these Latinos that can roll cigars. And I'm telling you, that was an actual thing for a while. It really
okay.
was.
All right.
So that's my suggestion. But if you are wondering what to do as far as your submissions, look as best, as close as you can to the role they're asking you to play. So if you're going to be in a restaurant scene, dress casual. If you are going to be in a hospital scene, they say, hey, we need people to play in hospital staff. Well, if you got scrubs around the house, take your pictures in scrubs. Most people don't. But, you know, just look as close as you can to the role. And, again, I tell you, three pictures. You want to be safe? Send them three pictures. They'll tell you, in most cases, what they exactly want. But headshot, waist up, to the side, full body.
Yep.
And you're good to go.
Yeah.
Any questions about any? Let me just, any questions about any of this stuff? Greg.Clarkson@odyssey.com.
Yeah,
there you go. What's up?
This week we usually when we lose someone who's been noted in this industry, we usually mention it. And Loretta Swit.
Yeah, we messed up. I didn't do the theme
MASH. We're working on that.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. But how often is it that you see someone play a role in a film, and then a production come to TV, and they still get to play that same role? And I'm trying to think, how often have we seen?
Well, there's one from that what you're getting at?
Right.
But it wasn't her.
You know, she was in the film.
No, she wasn't.
No, she was in the film.
No, that was Sally Kellerman.
Oh, that's right, it was in the film.
There's one person, though, that was in the film that was in MASH. Radar. Gary Berghoff.
He did both of them.
He was the only one. He was the Kermit the Frog. He was in Muppets and Sesame Street. He was the only girl. No, that was the only one. But Sally Kellerman was the one. She was the original Hot Lips.
Okay.
And, you know, they caught her in the shower, and, of course, she had to dive down to the ground. I always get confused of Hawkeye and Trapper, Elliot Gould and Donald Sutherland.
Right.
And I always thought Donald Sutherland was Hawkeye, but he was Trapper, Elliot Gould. Was the other one. So anyway, did you like that movie?
Movie so much. Did you watch did you like the TV show?
I fell into the TV show late.
Because it was on, reruns. It seemed like it was on for an eternity.
Oh, it was like I Love Lucy. Some of it was the early years. The first couple years, because once McClane Stevenson and Wayne Rogers left, it wasn't as funny to me.
Yeah.
You know, plus these guys are supposed to be in the Korean War and they got 1970s hairstyles. Wearing bell bottoms, it just kind of lost it for me. I kind of grew on Colonel Potter as opposed to, like I said, Henry Blake. But you know who showed up on that show early on that became, there was a few people who got their, I won't say start, but they their early roles were on that show. But I'll tell you somebody who must have been 13 or so, maybe 14, on that show. Lawrence Fishburne. What? Lawrence Fishburne.
I do remember that he did
showed up on there. Yeah, man. Go back and look at the IMDb.
Yeah.
But he was really young. This is before Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And all of that. So, anyway. Listen, like I said, the industry is turning around. We're going to be here. I'm going to continue to do this. I've been doing it since 2011, and I am going to let you know, folks here in Georgia, where you can find job opportunities. And if there's something going on in Savannah or downstate Macon, hell, even Tifton County, Tiff County.
You will do something nice for the folks in Tiff County? You going to do something nice for them?
I'm going to try and do something nice for them. Whatever is going on down there, Valdosta, all of that. Every county in the state is camera ready. So whatever you guys got going on as far as the industry here, it could turn up down there. So if you got friends or family members down there, tell them to keep an eye out for productions that are coming down. Between now and the next time you hear from Sam, I always tell you to go to this list and scroll down to find the list of the casting directors, which I have there, and you could go to their social media pages every day and see what they need because they're constantly posting. And again, Greg.Clarkson@odyssey.com. If you got any questions, you know, we never do this. Anyway, you bought me this movie quiz thing.
Yeah.
And we got to do more of
that.
We
have some fun with it.
Yeah, we got to do more of that. I guess I should tell you one more insignificant tidbit on this. Rihanna's album, her breakthrough album, was released on this day.
On this day.
You like that album? Good Girl Gone Bad?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I was wondering what they considered her breakthrough album. Okay.
That's what they consider. What do you consider it?
It's probably that one. That's probably a good choice.
All right, well, we got the seal of approval.
There we go.
That's all we needed. And I'm going to leave you with this one, because we always say there's a first day of everything. You ever heard of a dude named Whitcomb Judson? All of us are wearing something thanks to Whitcomb Judson.
Okay.
Make sure I pronounce. He got the patent for something today called the hookless fastening. Hookless fastening.
Okay.
Basically, the dude invented the zipper.
Ah.
So there you go. Happened on this day. Insignificant information and happy birthdays go out to two guys I thought were the same age, but one is older than the other one, Kenny Lofton. And happy 53rd birthday, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
Okay.
Kenny's older than Dave. I thought it was the other way around, but no. And Matt Harpering.
Okay.
Shares a birthday today with Colin Farrell.
Yeah, well, shout out to Matt.
There you go. I figured you would.
Yeah, big time.
All right, coming up 11 o'clock hour. Stick around. We're going to get set up for today's match, Atlanta United versus Red Bulls. Jason Longshore will be joining us. That is coming up at 11:20. Thanks for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.